is From the Assisi Project. I'm Cliff Garvey. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we read this about the communion of saints. The witnesses who have preceded us into the kingdom, especially those whom the Church recognizes as saints, share in the living tradition of prayer by the example of their lives, the transmission of their writings, and their prayer today. They contemplate God, praise Him, and constantly care for those whom they have left on earth. When they entered into the joy of their Master, they were put in charge of many things. Their intercession is their most exalted service to God's plan. We can and should ask them to intercede for us and for the whole world. Think about your favorite saint, your patron saint, your go-to saint, the saint you turn to during times of trial, the saint you turn to when you don't know where else to turn, the saint you believe in your heart can and has worked miracles in your life. Now think about this. Pope Francis says the saints, who often count for little in the eyes of the world, are in reality the ones who sustain it, not with the weapons of money and power, but with the weapon of prayer. My guess is that at some point in their lives on this earth, all of the saints counted for little in the eyes of the world. All of the saints were despised, rejected, or alienated in some way. They were poor and powerless in the ways of the world, money, prestige, and influence. Perhaps people thought he was crazy. Perhaps people thought she was lying. Perhaps people just didn't understand them. Perhaps people just refused to believe. And yet, these saints, our saints, carry the burdens of the world, our arguments and illnesses, our failings and frustrations, our broken dreams and diminished hopes, our lost keys and curse words in traffic. The saints revel in our celebrations. They see our tears. They feel our pain. They hear our prayers. They shoulder our cares and concerns, and they lift them all up to the heavens. Lord, these little ones need you. Help them. Heal them. Rescue them. Save them. Have mercy on them. Listen again to Pope Francis. The saints, who often count for little in the eyes of the world, are in reality the ones who sustain it, not with the weapons of money and power, but with the weapon of prayer. The Holy Father says that the saints sustain the world by their prayers. To sustain is to maintain, support, and prop up. To sustain is to help, comfort, and encourage. To sustain is to persevere, forge ahead, and keep things going. When we ask St. Anthony, for example, to find our car keys or debit card, we are asking him to help us get things back on track. Because we're late for an appointment, because there's a long line behind us at the cash wrap, because if we can't find this or that our lives during this one frenzied moment, we'll careen off course and collapse. Or at least we think so. One last time, listen to Pope Francis. The saints, who often count for little in the eyes of the world, are in reality the ones who sustain it, not with the weapons of money and power, but with the weapon of prayer. Did Pope Francis really say the weapon of prayer? Yes, I looked it up in Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, and even Arabic. The weapon of prayer. This doesn't sound right. Aren't we called to be instruments of peace? After all, a weapon is a thing designed and used to gain advantage, inflict bodily harm, or cause physical damage. At best, a weapon is about self-interest. At worst, it's about conflict and outright violence. How is that prayer? And when we look up weapon in a thesaurus, no good synonyms exist. Instead, here's what we find: bomb, bayonet, battle axe, dart, dagger, flamethrower, gun, spear, brass knuckles, an actual inventory of actual weapons. Try to imagine St. Francis carrying a switchblade in self-defense, or St. Clair aiming a slingshot at Saracen invaders, or St. Anthony pointing a pistol in anger. It doesn't work. So what does Pope Francis mean when he says that the saints sustain the world with the weapon of prayer? He means, I think, that we are engaged in a real tug of war, a real contest, a real battle between light and darkness, between the Holy Spirit and the bad spirit, between the things of heaven and the things of earth. The stakes are high. Our souls are at stake. The eternal souls of the people we love are at stake. Thomas of Celano lived from 1185 until 1260. He actually knew St. Francis of Assisi, heard him preach, observed him living a gospel life, and spent time with his closest friends and followers. Thomas wrote perhaps the most beautiful and spiritually thought-provoking biographies of the poor man of Assisi. In one book, the so-called Second Life, Thomas of Celano explains that Francis was deeply devoted to the saints that we call the archangels, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. Celano writes, "St. Francis venerated most affectionately the angels who are with us on the field of battle, and who walk with us in the midst of the shadow of death. We should venerate these companions who are always with us, and we should call upon them as our guardians." This field of battle is the battle for souls. In this battle, we are the soldiers and the prize. We are the warriors and the prisoners of war. And our souls are the swag, the spoils of real spiritual warfare. It is the weapon of prayer, our poor prayers, and the prayers of all the angels and saints who support and sustain our side in this timeless contest for souls. Where would we be without them? We'd be lost. During his long formation with the Society of Jesus, Jorge Bergoglio, now Pope Francis, wrote many letters to his family and friends. In May 1960, he wrote these words to his 11-year-old sister, Maria Elena. "I want you to be a saint. Why don't you try it? We really need so many saints." He then wrote, "I know it's an effort, but your prayer would be like the slow drizzle of winter that when it falls on the land makes it fertile, makes it bear fruit." These words, written by a future pope to his young sister, reconcile the bitterness of spiritual warfare with the sweetness of prayer. Think of the sublime power of prayer as a channel for love, kindness, fraternity, and mutual support, especially during troubled times. Think of the dynamic power of prayer to heal wounds, bind what is broken, bring home those who are lost, and ultimately help save souls. It's so beautiful. It's simply breathtaking. Pope Francis says, Blessed be Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, together with this immense flowering of saintly men and women who populate the earth and make their lives a hymn to God. We are so poor. We are so small. We really need more saints. The everyday saints who live among us, and the eternal saints whose prayers sustain our suffering world. And finally, let us join the chorus of prayer offered up by the angels and saints, so that on the last day, we may hear a celestial voice that says to us, "You have now come to Mount Zion and to the heavenly Jerusalem. This is the city of the living God, where thousands and thousands of angels have come to celebrate. Here you will find all of God's dearest children, whose names are written in heaven, and you will find God himself, who judges everyone. Here also are the spirits of those good people who have been made perfect. And Jesus is here. He is the one who makes God's new agreement with us, and his sprinkled blood says much better things than the blood of Abel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." Founded in 2007, the Assisi Project is a fellowship of Franciscans in spirit with friends and followers throughout the world. We are dedicated to helping believers of all ages more faithfully live the gospel of Christ in the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi. The Assisi Project is a non-profit, tax-exempt, charitable organization. You can support our ministries and programs via Amazon Smile or PayPal, or by mailing a tax-deductible donation to the Assisi Project, Post Office Box 3158, Gloucester, Massachusetts 01931. Join us online at assisiproject.com. Thanks for listening. May the Lord give you peace.